I must say, I never expected a little report card of the PAP performance and G 2025, so I will respond as how the minister delivered his speech in that order as far as I can. The minister made a point about, at the conclusion of elections, the PAP will work hard for those who did not vote for it as well. I second that position because immediately when the results were announced, when I thanked voters of Aljunied GRC, I made the same point to the voters in Aljunied GRC. You may not have voted for the Workers' Party, about 40% of them did not. My commitment to them, as was the commitment I made to them in 2020, was we would serve them equally. Taking that as my preamble, the first point I'd like to make is about a point I know the PAP harps on a lot, which is a demand for alternative policies, ideas, and so forth. And ministers spoke about mature democracies. He used the example of the political systems in the United Kingdom, in Germany, real choices. I think we have to look at both these societies as what they are and how deep the political systems are compared to ours. We've had a one-party dominant system since independence. These two societies are very different. So it is inevitable that alternatives would be a key function of what each of these parties, be it Democratic Socialist, Christian Socialist, Labour, Conservative, what they bring to the voter in their societies. Our system is very different. We deal with significant asymmetries of information. And Minister, I move on to the next point Minister made. He made it a bit earlier about the WP, in his view, in his opinion, are deliberately choosing to contest less than one-third of the seats. Now, we had roughly, I would, if I remember correctly, 1.5 months from the time the electoral boundary report was released and nomination day, thereabouts. In that time, the opposition, it's specifically the Workers' Party, we have got to organize the individuals we have, the members we have, and persuade them to stand for general elections. It is a short period of time. And in that period of time, you also have to deal with the reality of new SMCs, sometimes new GRCs. So we are not clairvoyant. Unlike the government, we don't have the capacity to conduct survey after survey to understand where the population is on certain issues. So the realities are quite different. But in spite of that, I take the minister's point that Singaporeans want an alternative. And since they want an alternative, we do our best to present it to them. We put together some collaterals for members of the public to review, put together a manifesto where we differ from the PAP, and put together our ideas for the voter to consider. I disagree with the minister when he says there's no chance of an opposition wipeout. In the circumstances that the PAP is in and the opposition are in Singapore, given the tremendous resources that are available to the PAP to reach out on a day-to-day level in the constituency through the People's Association, for example, it is chalk and cheese.
Mr. Singh, if I could invite you to kindly progress to your clarifications.
Sure.
Rather than preamble it with a long speech, I have listened very carefully. I'm trying to thread through what you are saying based on what Minister Ong has said. I think you can get to your clarifications in a little bit more efficient manner.
Yes.
I invite you to go to your clarifications, Mr. Singh. Thank you.
So my clarification really has been already shared in terms of the minister's view of whether there was a deliberate decision made to contest fewer seats. Like I said, we're not clairvoyant. We put the best people we can find forward and present what we can in the circumstances to represent an alternative for Singaporeans. The last point, the last clarification actually that I would like to put forth was with regard to what was shared with the minister in the podcast, where I think the words are, why can't everyone work together? I thought the minister used a very interesting analogy, which I probably wouldn't. Jaw Jaw and War War, if I remember, was used by Churchill in a very aggressive way. I would say the question that we face as a society now is a little simpler. We are at a very interesting juncture, important transition in our history as a country. Are we prepared to accept, is the PAP government prepared to accept, for example, an opposition member of parliament who has the mandate from the public welcoming new citizens into Singapore? Is the government prepared to allow opposition MPs to be present and to welcome these new citizens as part of our society? Because that would reflect a certain maturity that I believe is where Singapore has arrived. And if I can be so bold, it may well be something that Singaporeans demand of the PAP. So I hope we can, as much as the PAP wants us to consider alternatives, which I think you're entitled to, I think the PAP should also consider, from the Workers' Party's perspective, how we can be more united as a people.
Mr. Singh, if I could kindly request you to summarise your last point. I think you've gone a little bit further than what the content of Minister Ong's speech was. I've given you leeway. Please summarise your last clarification in order for Minister Ong then to reply if he so wishes. Thank you.
So I would suggest that there is scope for, as much as there is scope for alternatives from the opposition, there is scope for the PAP also to play a part in building a more united Singapore with the opposition in mind. Thank you.
Minister Ong Ye Kung, would you like to respond to those clarifications?
Oh, certainly. It's not quite presented as clarification, so I'll try to respond in general. The people demands many things of us, both as ruling party as well as opposition. I took a step. I think the people will increasingly demand alternatives, coherent alternatives from WP, put together principles, philosophies, what is your vision, what's the pathway, how do we get there, what is a set of policies. And to your credit, from time to time, you have mentioned some of them, but I think the people will demand coherent set of consistent policies and principles. And they will demand, likewise, PAP to do better. And for all their demands, we will have to reflect. What can we do better for the people? The Leader of Opposition mentioned a couple of his pet peeves. One is boundaries come out a month and a half before the election. I should say this. I think most PAP MPs in this House, when the boundary reports come out, everyone scramble. They're all smiling. We are equally scrambling. Whenever the boundaries come out, suddenly you have a SMC, suddenly you have to form another division, redeploy your volunteers. We may have a slight advantage or an advantage because we contest. We are present in every constituency. So maybe there's an advantage there, but we are also scrambling every time boundary reports come out. But we know it's necessary. Population changes, new developments, group of civil servants look at the data and they propose new boundaries. We have to let them do their job and adapt to it. Leader of Opposition mentioned PA and citizenship ceremony. I would just say, under the Constitution and the law, an elected MPs have two functions. One is to be a legislator in this House. The other is to manage the Town Council. There's no PA. PA and grassroots work is a policy of the PAP government that we decided to set up a statutory board, gather as many volunteers as we can, engage the ground, bring communities together, help the children grow up well, help parents cope with parenting, helps the seniors stay healthy, promote exercise. None of this is in the law or constitution. But we do that to help our constituency and our residents. citizenship ceremony is one such event. I do not know of any country where you become a new citizen, the grassroots hold an event and talk to you about being Singaporean, what it means, and then sing the national anthem and gather together. So these are all part of the PAP policies to engage the ground. The leader of opposition talk about no chance of a wipeout. I think in the hearts of Singaporeans, they know that there's no chance of a wipeout. And reading the ground, we know there's no chance of a wipeout. The desire for a check on the PAP is very strong, precisely because we have a good majority. And that desire is so strong. We see cases all the time, like what I mentioned, the couple at the zicha store, friendly to us, like what we are doing, want you to be government, want me to continue as health minister, but I'm not voting for you. Yeah, I need to support the opposition. You have a role here. The opposition has a role in the governance of Singapore, and we have to take that seriously and accept there's no chance of a wipeout. There's a dynamic balance. From term to term, people will have a different balance in their mind. But we must accept that people now want a PAP government. For now, they want a PAP government, but they also want an opposition presence. Mr. Singh talked about our circumstances being different from UK or US. 1963, this was a much smaller chamber with 13 Barisan Socialist members, minority, small minority. But they stood for different vision, with different sets of policies. They disagree with the PAP on big issues of the day, merger with Malaysia, teaching of language, particularly Chinese, national service. After 65, of course, it then become PAP dominant. But over the years, we saw WP came some way. From one to two single seats, you now have two GRCs, plus a couple of single seats, and two NCMP. We are now leader of the opposition. There is no chance of a wipeout in our view. And people expect WP to play an important role. And in this GE 2025, you were quite close to winning another two GRC. Next election, no doubt, you will be even more tough. And when you have come this far, I do believe the people will demand and Singapore will need you to come up with alternate policies. As in the past, Barisan Socialists did with a small number of seats. I think this is, I say all this, not that I wish it come true, but should WP really rise to the occasion and do this and be able to stand and contest the ruling party as the Democrats and Republicans do each other in the US or Tories and Labour do each other in UK, actually life will be harder for PAP, you know. Contests will be so much more intense. People will be so much more discerning with who they choose. But I think it is the right political direction for Singapore. Focus our energy. I take your point about George Orwell and World War. We are not really fighting, but we are arguing. We are presenting different views. We are arguing the merits and trade-offs of those directions and those visions, and Singaporeans choose. If we focus our energy on such discourse, I think it's the right direction for Singapore.